T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We approach 4 o'clock on the Fan. In just 30 minutes, we will hear from Bad Tiki. In about an hour and a half at 5:30 every day, this is going to be reliable for you. Every day till opening day, you'll get to hear a random John Sterling home run call. Now, Tiki Barber has no idea what I'm about to say, but I've already projected his opinion on a subject.
Okay.
Because Tiki has said numerous times that he likes chaos.
I do like chaos.
He loves chaos.
Makes it fun to talk.
I understand, and that's why I assume that he is going to love what I'm about to say, and I hate what I'm about to say. Folks, there is a growing steam, if you will, towards something inevitably happening that will shake the core of our city forever, that will change relationships forever, I think will change radio shows at this place forever, I think just changes the way we talk to each other, and that is the growing steam of inevitability that Major League Baseball, I don't even want to say it, will eventually realign and have the New York Yankees and the New York Mets in the same division.
Nice.
I think it's happening.
Why do you think, first of all, why do you think it's happening?
So, thank you for asking, Teak. We are now moving towards a conclusion to the A's saga, to the Rays saga, and that Major League Baseball will say, okay, we have our stadium situations figured out. And once that happens, they're going to expand. Nashville's going to get a baseball team, and another city will get a baseball team. I'm not sure which one. And once that happens, they are going to realign because Rob Manfred and even Bud Selig, they have been eyeing this forever. And you know who else has been eyeing this forever? The players. Because you know what the players don't want to do? They don't want to travel. They don't want to travel that much. And if all of a sudden you had a division that featured
this.
The Phillies, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Red Sox, now they could go 7-team divisions, but I'm just guessing, or 8-team divisions. They could go 4-team divisions. But bottom line is, they're all going to be close to each other geographically.
Right, and 4 makes sense. 4 with 32 teams is like the NFL.
Like the NFL.
Makes so much sense.
And you play those teams 13 times a year, that means 28 times you're never even getting on a freaking plane. So the players want it, and the owners want it, and some of you people out there, you want it too, and you're wrong.
Okay, so why now that you're getting there, because you're saying it's wrong.
It's wrong, it's dirty, and it's disgusting.
Why do you not want this to happen? Is this about the continuity, the history, the comparison over decades of Major League Baseball? Is that what this is about?
There's a lot of reasons. You hit on one of them, but that's not the main one. But certainly that's a part of it. Yes, I care about history. I don't like just commingling the two leagues. I just don't think as a city we could deal with this. This is a time where we got to come together.
But why?
Okay? We cannot have the Yankees and the Mets sharing a division.
What?
This is not the time for it. We can't handle it. Guys like Sean or Robert, can you imagine BT and Sal? They'll kill each other. They'll be dead. Like, they will actually both kill each other. Actually, and we're going to have to find a new Monday show.
I think it would be less explosive.
Less explosive? Yes. We'd be battling for the same prize.
Right, so we see this in hockey. Right? We see it in...
Yeah, Rangers, Islanders, Devils all together.
Basketball, we see it.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Football, we don't. And okay. you don't need to see it in football because there's not enough games. Like, when they play it special, it's cool. We had this debate with Sean earlier. But, I mean, I think it lessens the intensity of the rivalry.
No, you're dead wrong. First of all, the NHL and the NBA has had it for our lifetimes, okay? So it's something that we've always had for the most part since the Islanders came into the league and since the Nets came over from the ABA and nobody cares about the Nets. It's not the same. The passion level in this city of Yankees-Mets, think about this. The Yankees fans and the Met fans, they don't really like each other, and we really don't have much to do with each other. And
but
now,
that's it.
But now we do.
But now if they have to see each other often, don't they like each other more?
No.
No, Tiki. It will be more intense, but what Evan just hit on is the truth. And it's a Met fan thing more than anything. They like saying after they lost, remember, we're not real rivals. Remember, this, that, and the other thing. It takes away their excuse when they lose to the Yankees.
It takes away our excuse. It takes away your excuse, too, by the way, Blubber Man. I mean, come on. It's the same thing.
I'd rather see you than the Blue Jays multiple times in a year because I know you guys are going to get it wrong more years than not.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You want to deal with that?
Yeah,
Steve Cohen had a quiet offseason this year. He may not have a quiet offseason next season.
All right, I'll believe it when I see
it. He may not have a quiet offseason the year after that.
This is
great. Do you want to deal with a behemoth like the Mets? I don't want to deal with a behemoth like you.
No,
but
I want
to deal
with
that. I don't want to deal with you.
No,
I don't want to deal with all of us bickering like children.
Okay, so what's the bickering going to be? Is it going to be like the results of the games?
Oh, my God.
Is it going to be the race for the division?
Tiki.
And if it's the race for the division, I would argue that that makes it even more interesting.
Tiki.
It makes
more
it
fun.
More fun.
Here's what the bickering.
It makes for chaos. Yep. It makes for unbelievable sports talk radio.
We don't need chaos.
Why not?
Well, I mean, we already have enough of it in this city. We need more chaos.
I think the stakes get higher if both the Mets and the Yankees are in the same division. And it makes it... I don't know. It makes what could be a benign situation into one that could be explosive all the time. Why is that bad?
It's tiring. Like, you want to fight with your brothers and sisters and cousins ever? Dude,
being a fan is tiring in general.
No, but this is times 10 because you asked what it would be like. So when the Yankees are playing opening day against the Astros, for the most part, we as Met fans are like, hey, good for you. That's your opening day. Right. We got our opening
day.
When
the Yankees are playing the Mets on opening
day? No. Forget Mets playing the Yankees because that's natural. We're playing each other. The Yankees are playing the Astros. Mets are playing the Brewers. Now, all of a sudden, Sean, BT, McPherson, Big Mac, they're going to care about that Met Brewer game big time. Just like we're going to care about Yankees Astros, and we're going to taunt you after every game, and you're going to taunt us. Every time we don't play each other is a big deal. Nowadays, it's like childish. It's like, whatever. We're going to bust the Met balls, bust the Yankee balls. If they're in the same division battling for that same crown,
I love it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I love it.
Every day is going to be like a war.
Evan, newsflash. That's called fun, bro.
Is that really fun?
Yes. The Ranger-Islander thing is fun. I wish the Nick Net thing was more fun, but the Yankees-Mets is already fun. Now, if you put them in the same division where they matter, it'd be awesome. And by the way, it would take a couple years. Also, nothing new in baseball. The Brewers switch leagues.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros switch leagues. Just because we haven't seen stuff like that in New York. I'm sorry, bro. I think this would be awesome.
Before I hear Loogie's opinion, I want to make something very, very clear to you, Sean. I know what's happening right now, and I understand it. The New York Mets being like a behemoth is a theory. It hasn't really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Steve Cohen's had some aggressive moments, certainly. Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander. But they haven't been that ultimate thorn yet. And I think where you're living is you're living in a world of LOL Mets. The Mets will Met. And sure, bring them on. Have them in our division. We'll eat them up every time. And I think that's easy to have that opinion today. You will regret this. I'm saying this as a friend. I'm saying this as a colleague. You will regret this.
So then why are you so anti this?
Because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have a war with the Yankees every day. I don't want to whip tradition and throw it in the toilet. I don't want the Mets and Yankees battling for the same thing. What I want is the dream scenario that, maybe we play in the World Series. Maybe we get the ultimate revenge from 2000. Not we're battling for the East.
Yeah, but
who wants that?
I mean, it's like you're... It's like you're looking at history and you're revering it so much that you can't see that change is important.
Yeah, also.
Or that evolution is important, right? That happens in life. It happens in every politics. It's happened in everything that's existed on this planet.
It's happened in baseball.
No, don't compare the
book.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, my Mets Bible, which is in stores soon and on Amazon,
April
you can do the
2nd,
pre-order.
Amazon,
okay.
You start the date.
You start with a game in 92. It goes through here. Evan, you've seen the evolution of all of a sudden there was a Subway Series. There was interleague play. Now it's every series.
Facts.
Now there's a DH in
Facts,
both leagues.
Sean.
Baseball, there's pace of play rules.
Preach
baseball
on.
Has completely changed every
Sean.
Step of the way.
It's
all this would
change.
Be
it's gonna be robot umps soon.
Yeah, all this would be is another step towards more fun on a sport that a lot of young people would say needs more fun.
So Tiki, I respect where you're coming from. Because I think he's being genuine that he just wants chaos, it'll be fun. And that's great.
But it's good chaos.
I understand that.
It creates an added stake.
Okay.
That makes, I mean, honestly, let's face it, our jobs more interesting.
I don't care about my job right now. I'm talking about my heart and my stomach.
Right.
That's fine. He's not being genuine.
Put your fandom aside. Put your Odyssey hat on.
No, I'm not putting my, I'm a fan. I'm not putting any freaking corporate hat on. This is my job is not to act like I'm a suit.
No.
My job is to act like a fan. As a fan, I don't
being
want
suit.
It.
I'm talking about being a host of a radio show that would now have intense debate.
Okay, so you
intense conversation.
You're good
about 13 games in a Major League Baseball season.
So you're good,
especially with the division on the line coming down to the end of the season, and I don't know, Pete Alonso's hurt, but Aaron Judge is still mashing. Right, all that stuff. It's why is that not good?
So I want you to tell SNY, because this affects them greatly. I want you to tell them that Baseball Night in New York is going to need a new host, because one day, randomly, Brandon Tierney is going to physically assault Sal Licata, and you're just going to need a fill-in host.
All right,
because that's going to happen if we're in the same division.
SNY,
understand that.
BT would gladly come host.
he's going to physically assault him and then take his job.
Almost did the Moose once.
Is that true?
YouTube.
Interesting. I'll go down that rabbit hole. But you, on the other hand, you're not being genuine.
I am.
Because you're looking at this as the Mets are the LOL Mets. So great, bring them in. Let's get this, you know, pansy Met team in our division and we'll beat them up. And I get why you think that. because they haven't proven otherwise. No. But I think you're going to regret that if the Mets are this big market behemoth that I hope they are and a consistent winner that I hope they are. And then you're going to regret saying, yeah, bring them into our division. You're not going to want that.
This is proof you don't know me well enough yet. Mm. Now, yes, do I think LOL Mets? And do I think, by the way, that by the Mets being in the same division, it might again further force Hal Steinbrenner and company to continue to spend more money and not sit back and worry about luxury taxes? Sure, you can't. You first of all, you can't let the Mets out spending. Now you really can't in your own division. So I think it helps the Yankees. But Evan, as somebody who used to work on the national side like Tiki did, I've been fortunate enough to travel all over, go to all these cities. I always come back to one thing. I am thankful that I was born in this town and born in this city. And why? Because it's so freaking unique that we have multiple sports teams in every single sport. And I love the idea that I grew up and went to school and my, you know, sisters are marrying and we have all of these, you know, different fan bases and the conversation and the fun banter. It doesn't mean slug each other in the face with a brick. To me, that is so unique and so different. And if this makes Yankees Mets more important and more intense, I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at it as bring it on, and this is awesome.
Loogie?
So I'm glad Sean said that because he teed me right up. Because Sean has lived a life as a Yankee fan. Now, if I were to follow suit as Evan, I would write a book, My Life as a Met Fan Living in a Yankee World. And the subtitle would be, It Sucks. And I have to deal with the fact that I most likely made an awful life decision. This entire book that Evan read is basically my awful existence as a Met fan because we're the same age. Now, I digress. I have to deal with it enough. Can you just stay out of our division? It used to drive me crazy when the Yankees would play in the National League and they'd go, this DH is stupid. Stick in the American League and leave our National League. Now, we lost that war. I don't want to lose this one either. I don't want to deal with it day in and day out. Because a little brother, you don't see that side of it. It sucks. It just does. And maybe Evan, his plan with Steve Cohen comes to fruition and we become the big brother. I doubt it. But there's a chance that that happens, and maybe we have a different conversation. But for right now, in my 38 years on this life, in this planet, it has sucked being a Met fan, and it has sucked having to deal with you Yankee fans, and I don't want to deal with you day in, day out.
Day in and day out.
When it comes to our business.
I agree.
What happens, let's just say, hypothetically, the Mets become this behemoth that every Met fan has been talking about with King Cohen and everything else that they like to say about his ability to spend money because of his billions and his decision or his statement that he wants to win a championship in however many years and not quite there yet, but still.
Sure.
Right? There's a belief that he's going to make this Mets team viable for now and years to come. What happens when you get better than the Yankees?
Well,
then what? Everything that you're saying is invalidated because then it's you doing the big brothering on the little brother. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you brought that up, Teak, because first chapter of My Mets Bible, April 2nd, on Amazon, you can pre-order now, it talks about Generation K. How'd that turn out? How did DeGrom, Harvey, Noah Syndergaard, how'd that turn out? No. How is Steve Cohen going to turn out? I got to see it! I've been hearing for 40 years. Oh, the Mets, they're going to be. It hasn't happened yet. So wake me up when it does.
You know, here's my, I don't want to say it's my checkmate, but you both, Tiki and Sean, and Loogie, I won't include because we're already on the same side. Mm-hmm. You guys are Giant fans.
Of course. I mean, I played for the Giants.
I understand that. I'm just making a point where I'm going to go.
Yeah, and I dreamt of playing for them.
Do you want the Giants and Jets in the same division? Would you think that'd be cool? Would you want that? I love your hesitation.
No,
you're
no,
just
no.
Proving my point.
My point would be I would not be anti it, but I'm more for it in baseball.
Okay. What's your opinion? Do you want Jets and Giants in the same division?
If you told me, hey, I'm giving you this 1 year chance to make this happen, yes, I do.
You would actually accept that?
Yes, I would.
Would you accept that, Tiki?
I mean, probably, but I would rather not.
Okay.
You know why? Okay, keep going.
All I'm saying is I think it works that we're separate. Like, do we compare each other, Jet fans and Giant fans? Of course. Do we go back and forth? Of course. Is there, like, a rivalry as I put the bunny ears out?
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. That's the problem. I don't think... So, I've heard this since the moment I came into this town. Got drafted in 97. I get here. I'm, like, so excited about joining New York Giants, even though I grew up a Redskins or the then Redskins fan. And all I heard was, oh, it's great, but, you know, they won the championships, but this is a baseball town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a baseball town.
Yes.
Right. That's all I ever heard.
Nonsense.
It's a baseball town. It's a baseball town. And for the longest time, I never felt like I got the actual rivalry of the Mets and the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Not ultimately it did happen in the World Series, but the thing that always drove me crazy about the Giant-Jet relationship is it feels like they hated each other, but they never played a meaningful game.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
We played a preseason every year. That was the only thing that we did. And it was like, this means nothing unless both of us get to the Super Bowl, which is so unlikely.
You would randomly have regular season games that matter every 4 years, but it wouldn't happen that often.
But it was so benign. Right. It was like once, and now it's every 4 years, but then it just felt so random.
Right.
The Jet-Giant rivalry. It's like, why do you hate the Jets? We never play them. Like, literally never play them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Unless we get to the Super Bowl, and then it would be awesome for the city.
Sure.
And so the fact that this is a baseball town, and I guess we get the Subway Series here and there, but to have a division rivaled in a baseball town that's as intense as the Yankees and the Mets would be awesome.
But we don't need it.
Why not?
Because Met fans and Yankee fans already don't love each other. We already have a rivalry. Mm. We don't need it to take it to that extreme. Plus, you take away the best possibility of the Mets and Yankees, and that's a World Series.
Mm-hmm. Dude, like, we're never seeing that again.
But Sean, okay, you can say that now. As great as Rangers Islanders is, as much as it would be great to see them play in the playoffs, I mean, we haven't seen in a long time. As
not
great
since 94, they played in the same division.
I understand that. We haven't seen it in a long time. I get it. That's what I'm talking about. As great as it would be, though, to see the Islanders sneak in this year and have that first playoff series since 94 where the Islanders got completely smoked, wouldn't it be better if they could play in a Stanley Cup? Just ask yourself that question. Wouldn't it be just a little bit better?
I mean, yeah, obviously.
Okay, so yeah, obviously. That's all I'm asking. Why would you want to take that away? Like, Sean could say we'll never have a World Series. You don't know that. You really don't. It's possible we have one this season, as crazy as that sounds. Why take that away? As unlikely as it is that the Jets and Giants would play in a Super Bowl, it could happen. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to take the ultimate away? And see, there's the problem with society in 2024. You talk about, oh, wouldn't it be great every day? Wouldn't it be exciting? You want your short-term benefit, giving up the possibility of the ultimate gain. And the ultimate gain is a Super Bowl. The ultimate gain is a World Series. And you're willing to throw that away for the cheap thrills of, isn't it fun in May that Yankee fan and Met fan are yelling at each other? No.
Because the 2% chance we ever see it again is not worth the exchange of, I want every year the Yankee Met games to actually matter. And there's no guarantee they matter right now.
I disagree. In fact, I'll tell you something even more unpopular.
Wouldn't you want a Yankee Met opening day once in a blue moon?
You can have that with interleague play every day, by the way.
They'll space it out. They won't do that.
They may not do it, but you're asking me, would I mind a Met Yankee opening day? I've even suggested I think that would be great. It'd be like a festival of baseball. Mm-hmm. I'd have basically opening day at Yankee, the next day opening day at City. I think that'd be awesome. So that's a great idea, completely unrelated to this. They already play each other. I've already admitted that they play each other. I'm not banning interleague play. What I'm saying is we shouldn't be battling in the same division. It's a bad idea. And you know what scares me?
Yeah.
What scares me half to death is that most of you guys and gals listening, you actually want this crap.
Well,
you actually think this is good.
Well, think about the convenience.
BS.
Think about what you meant. You said something earlier, and I think it's an important point because the travel is so exhausting. Okay. In Major League Baseball.
Oh, it's so tiring being first class on an airplane.
It's not even that. It's just
cry me a river.
It's just you're constantly going a long way for, and you play 162 of these things. Right? Think about this. Like Major League Soccer, and you know MLS season just started. It's oncoming. I'm actually going over to the Red Bulls home opener next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend.
Nice.
Against FC Dallas. But I think about how daunting it is for MLS soccer teams. It's not a $15 billion industry, but they travel all over the country. As opposed to English Premier League, which travels just within England, which is 50,000 square miles. England is the island is. The United States is almost 4 million square miles. Mm. Like the travel is daunting. And so if you can cut that out and make it probably less tiring, more competitive, more efficient. Doesn't that make sense?
I know what you're doing.
From a competitive standpoint,
I appreciate
doesn't that make sense?
No.
From a regional rivalry,
no.
Doesn't that make sense? Because here's the issue. Like, baseball, and Sean talked about doing the national show, and I did it as well on CBS Sports Radio. It's baseball felt really regional. It was hard to talk about.
It is regional.
We couldn't talk about it.
I understand.
Because most of the people didn't care.
It's a regional sport.
It's a regional sport. Why not just officially make it a regional sport?
Well, first of all, I appreciate that you told us the story of why this is going to happen. Because the players don't want to travel anymore. And I appreciate you laying that out as a former player who says, you know what? I don't want to get on a plane and go to California. I get that. That's why this is going to happen. Now, it may not happen in the next couple of years, but it's happening before we're all dead. Okay? We're going to see this. And it disgusts me. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. And it's so typical of him as a Yankee fan, Sean, to be like, yeah, bring it on. Because he's a tough guy. That's why he wants it now.
Well, he thinks that the Yankees are always going to be on top.
He thinks it's easy.
Which is what I posited to Lugie. And what happens when the Mets are consistently on
right.
top?
He's got the complete opposite view of we'll always be on the bottom.
Right.
Just look at our horrible history. Let's go to Lee and Levittown.
It's in your book.
It is. Oh, it's
detailed,
all there.
Detailed in the
Lee is in Levittown. What's up, Lee?
What's up, Lee?
Guys, hi. It's a great conversation. I think the two things that were the greatest thing for baseball were the CH being in both leagues, mm-hmm. and radical realignment is good for baseball.
Why?
Regardless of
Why?
What it's good. Okay, because you have regional teams that don't have to travel as much. Plus, there are regional economic forces. So, for instance, I've always done it on five teams. So I put, you know, the four you had plus Toronto.
Right.
Then you go Baltimore, Washington, Atlanta, and the two Miami, you know, the two Florida teams, the two Texas teams, Colorado, Arizona, and then there are five teams in California.
No, I get it. I get it. But why is it good? I know how you could realign it, but why is that good? Why?
It's less travel, regional rivalries, and also the fact that the
yeah.
I had a third fact that I can't remember.
No, you know why you can't remember it? Because it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Your brain did you a favor. It's not a good idea. First of all, why are we giving so much care to millionaire athletes not traveling?
But
I mean,
okay,
stop
but
with that.
Forget the athletes. What about the fans?
Well, we don't mind traveling. Well, who's complaining?
Really?
What are we complaining?
I mean, if it was easier for Yankee fans to travel to all the rivalries, they would do it.
Oh, so, by the way, so would I, but that doesn't make it the right decision. If you're telling me they're going to play seven games at Yankee Stadium, I'll be at least five of them. If you're telling me they're going to play seven games at Fenway Park, I'll be at least two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that, but that doesn't make it good. Just because we're going to adjust and say, okay, we'll take advantage of this, doesn't make it right.
From the economics, it probably does.
The economics.
Economic standpoint.
The economics.
If the Mets and are playing in Boston.
I get you.
And it's easy travel. You can drive there.
I get that.
Prices go up. Major League Baseball makes more money. Fans feel more, engaged. It's all works.
All you're doing is explaining why it's going to happen.
Yes.
I know why it's going to happen. I brought it to you to tell you it's going to happen. I admit it's going to happen. I don't like that it's going to happen. Sal in Brooklyn, what do you want, Sal?
Yo, take it easy there. What do you want?
I'm playing with you. What's up?
First of all, I think you're more upset, just like the National League purists didn't want the DH.
Yes.
You want to keep the National League intact. So I think that's a little bit on your edge as far as combining everything. But it does make sense. Just like that, just look at that Yankee-Boston rivalry. Just imagine what a New York-New York rivalry would be. I'm married almost 40 years. My wife's family's Met fans. We're the Yankee fans. It's not a Hatfield-McCoy situation, but it would make it fun. And then baseball, as relevant as it is in New York, because there were the two National League teams.
Yeah, but Sal, it would be fun. It's fun now. It's fun with the banter. Ooh, we're going to steal Juan Soto. Ooh, I beat you in the Subway Series.
But you still have that.
No. It's what I'm saying is right now is fun. It's friendly banter. It's all fun and games. Mm. I remember last year when Keith and Sal were going at it. Keith was like, this doesn't even count. Sal's like, it counts. It was all fun. Now imagine that on steroids. Imagine that when you're battling for the division.
Okay, that argument, it doesn't count, would never be viable.
Well, no, exactly, because it wouldn't be fun anymore. Now it would be like, it'd be hell.
Isn't that what you want? You want high stakes games?
We just went through this in the fall when we debated the Giants Jets as rivals, and we ranked them as the last of the rivals because they don't play each other enough. They're not real rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees Mets definitely passes Rangers Islanders in baseball in this town as the number one rivalry. Right. We can stop pretending that they're not rivals because they would actually be rivals.
Now, speaking of which, Steve in Middletown, New Jersey. Steve, did you just send me an email at the ricobee@gmail.com?
I did, brother. I sent you two, actually. One for football and one for baseball.
So I want you to bring up the football one because Steve just sent me an email in which he's completely realigned the NFL. And I'm very curious if Big Mouth Sean and Tiki would approve of this. Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
I have to read it to you?
Well, just the Jets stuff. I want to see what they say to that.
Well, the Jets would be the Patriots, Jets, Giants, and Bills division, and I would rename the division the Bill Belichick division, like they used to do it.
First of all, I don't know if I like the Bill Belichick division, but would you guys be all right with that, by the way? Before you continue, Steve, you guys want that? You sign for that?
So, no, only because, in my mind, especially geographically, the Eagles would have to be in that division.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd probably have to move Buffalo
Eagles,
out.
The rivalry.
I'm cool with ditching Dallas, but here's the Eagles have to be there.
Steve, the reason you don't need it in football is because it's a sparse event. Like, it's sparse, games. There's not a ton of games. And so it's a national event. Every game, theoretically, is a national game. And so you don't need the regionalization of it. You know what I mean?
I got you. Hey, can I ask you one thing about the Mets-Yankees? Evan, would you trade 63 pennant races, which would be awesome between the Mets and the Yankees, for one crappy Subway Series?
Would I trade? Yes. The answer is yes.
Great baseball.
No, I just answered your question. Yes, I would trade your mediocre pennant races for a true Subway World Series because that's the that's the extreme. That's the goal. That's the dream.
Like, I'd say that about it. Tiki, I got it.
Go ahead.
There's no got it here, dude. I'm just giving you my honest opinion. No. And I feel that way about the NBA and the NHL, too. I just know it's too late. You can't separate the Knicks and Nets. I know you can't separate the Islanders and Rangers.
Evan, in the back of his mind, watching, he wants a second crack. He doesn't want to end the possibility that it can even it up because it bothers him that the Yankees beat the Mets in 2000. We cracked the code. That's what it's all about because he knows if they go to the same division, no matter what happens, we can always bring up 2000.
Steve,
he wants redemption.
He just unplugged you. He exposed you.
It's not.
He just exposed you.
I want it in the NFL, too, and I've never lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. I want it in the NBA, and the Knicks and Nets playoff histories, it's kind of a nothing.
That's the point. That's why, being in the chances of it happening in a championship round for any of the teams around here, it's so small.
That doesn't make it that you should eliminate it.
But as Steve was saying, you get all of these opportunities for pennant races and for – hell, meaningful postseason matchups as well. Maybe if it stays the same, you have a World Series. Maybe, but have there ever been a Giant Super Bowl?
No,
58 of them.
So that means we give up on it. It's never going to happen.
It's been 58 years.
I get that, but that's the ultimate.
Have they even been in the championship round?
No, the closest they've gotten was divisional rounds. In 86. I'm giving you the answer. Right. 86, the Giants obviously went further. They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Jets lost in the divisional round.
That's the last time in football.
So what does that mean? What does that prove?
It could happen in 2002 if you guys didn't choke.
Yeah, you know.
There's just no winning with the Mets and the Met fan if we're in the same division.
The Niner game.
Niners.
By the way, I don't even agree with what Lugie just said. He said there's no winning. This is not about winning or losing. Of course there's winning. Win the division every single year. But I think it takes away from the beauty and the dream that there could be a World Series. Look, I really mean this. Okay. If I could realign the NBA.
I have it.
If I could realign the NBA, I would change the entire playoff format where you seeded teams 1 through 16.
Right.
And you gave us the possibility of a Laker-Clipper NBA Finals or a Nets-Knicks NBA Finals.
All right, here's what we do.
Go.
All right. Same division, fighting for the pennant every single year. Maybe they don't. If they're fighting for the pennant every single year, that means they're both going to be in the postseason, right? Maybe they both get to the championship series, and then they have this 7-game drag out fight.
Yeah,
one of them advances, Mets or Yankees advances to the World Series.
Yeah,
now you have a town against the other team. Now you have the whole city. Against the other team.
The whole city? Yes. What are you smoking? I ain't joining the Yankees after that.
Or you have half the town pissed off and rooting for the other team.
Yes.
It just makes it compelling. No matter what you... How do you skin it? It's compelling.
I'm sorry. We need to take a break right now. And I don't mean a break from our show, but we're about to be joined by Bad Tiki, which I completely forgot about because you got me all hot and bothered.
with this whole Mets and Yankees.
You brought it up. I brought it up, but then, you know, we're fighting about it for a half hour. We'll get your calls in a second, but we can't be late on Bad Tiki. He has a big, big attitude. We'll get your calls in a second, but I want to remind you, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back. How you doing?
Okay, guys, let's cut right to the point. I call in every Thursday and ruin my entire day for the benefit of you jackasses. Let's be frank. It's time for Bad Tiki to start getting paid. Pay me, bitch boy.
What? Hold on, Bad Tiki. First of all, we don't pay guests. And we don't ask you to call in every week. You call in because you want to torture us. And since when is money a problem with you? That whole betting thing, all this other crap you have going on?
I'm cash poor, regular Tiki. I have a lot of wealth tied up in bad investments right now. My close friend Mark Zuckerberg convinced me to go deep on the metaverse. And don't even get me started with my good friend, that snake Elon Musk. I'm worth billions, but Bad Tiki still needs to pay the bills.
Might explain why we didn't get a Super Bowl pick from you, Bad Tiki, but we don't have a budget for you. We are willing to listen to any ideas you might have, though.
If the advertisers at WFAN are willing to invest in clowns like you, they should be chomping at the bit to get a piece of Bad Tiki. How about that crack sales staff at WFAN start selling the real talent around here? Bad Tiki is cash cow. Milk me. Moo! Milk me again. Moo! That tickles.
Bad Tiki, what advertisers would be interested in a rude AI version of Tiki Barber? You're not even real.
Pipe down, Ginger James Harden. Hey, FanDuel, are you listening? Bad Tiki is the best handicapper in America. Bad Tiki will make that cash flow. Booyah. Bad Tiki gets money. Cha-ching.
I'm curious, Bad Tiki. What do you even need money for?
Great question, regular Tiki. Bad Tiki runs on Dunkin'. What's black, strong, and hot? Not just Bad Tiki. How about the all-new Bad Tiki Roast from Dunkin' Donuts? Huh? Has a nice ring to it. Talk about a line out the door. Bad Tiki Roast.
Bad Tiki, are we even sure that your content is appropriate for our advertisers? Let our sales staff handle that.
Great question, Evan. I'm glad you asked. Woof. I'm a dog. Hey, farmer's dog. I eat dog food because I'm a good boy. Woof. I'm wagging my tail because I love this human-grade dog food. Woof. Yum, yum. Grrr. Pet my belly. Woof. Good, Bad Tiki. Woof.
We see what you're doing, Bad Tiki. You sound a little desperate. How much debt do you actually have?
I don't know exactly how much money I've lost, but I do know you need to lose weight. Evan, you should try NJ Diet. That's right. Hi, this is Bad Tiki for NJ Diet. Do you want to lose weight guaranteed in a safe and healthy way? Call the experts at NJ Diet today. They can even fix Evan, that hopeless fat loser.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Bad Tiki. I appreciate you not taking a shot at my weight for once.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Wendy's. Ramsey Mazda Vroom. Mango RX. Boing. Hey, Big Lou, Bad Tiki is on meds too. Security Dodge. Come and get some. How about Bad Tiki for the Wiz? Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Bad Tiki.
The Wiz? Bad Tiki? That doesn't even exist anymore. That's it, Bad Tiki. We're not paying you. Stop trying to poach our advertisers.
Hey, Live Nation, how does the Bad Tiki World Tour sound? Did you know I played all the instruments on my last album? Bad Tiki is a one-man band. Bad Tiki knows how to play all the right notes. Just ask Mrs. Roberts.
You know what? Hold on. We've had enough of this, Bad Tiki. It's time to get on with the show. Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, guys, I have to go anyway. I have a call with Warren Buffett. The feds need to cut those rates, baby. Winters Brothers, I know you're listening. Call Bad Tiki. I take out the trash. Okay, bye, losers. I need to get this Bad Tiki money. Bad Tiki,
out.
All right. Thank you, Bad Tiki. That was interesting. A reminder, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being, is not affiliated with or representative of The Real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki sentiment. Daniel's in Connecticut. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I absolutely love this show. It's the first time I'm calling in. I'm a Mets Jets fan.
Ah, lucky you.
And I am in pain and agony every day because of it. But the one thing it did is it gave me tough skin. So I feel like no matter what, there's not much worse that it could ever get. And the one thing that this realignment of the division can do is when we actually end up winning, and I have faith that eventually we will get to that promised land and we will win. I don't want to hear any Yankee fan say, well, you were in a weaker division.
Oh.
Or, well, you didn't get to play us. Ah. You didn't see us in the playoffs. Now we will. And when we win, we will be able to say, we went right through you. We are the best.
Wow.
We are number one in this town for a reason, and it is because we are better than you.
I think that's starting to convince Evan. I think that's slightly convinced Evan.
That was
Daniel.
A very good point.
That was solid, Daniel.
No, I have to admit that, because as he was saying it, there were memories flashing through my brain. And I'll never forget in 2000. When the Mets had won the National League pennant. They had done that before the Yankees had finished their series against Seattle. And I was in high school. I was a junior in high school, surrounded by Yankee fans.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Adam Eaton were the only Met fans basically in our high school. You know Adam Eaton. He's in the Mets text chat.
Yeah.
That's not his real name. His real name is Ryan, but it's Adam Eaton, and then there's an inappropriate word after for his fantasy.
Yeah, it's not his full name either.
It's Adam Eaton something else, but we're not going to get into that. Me and him, literally the only Met fans. That's the world we were living in. And after the Mets won the pennant that year, I remember this one particular Yankee fan. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he's still alive. He could be dead. I don't want to attack him. I don't know. I don't keep in touch with people. Other than Ryan, I don't know anybody. Right. Now, Chad, my closest friend. I don't know anyone else from high school. Those are my only two guys. So I don't know if this other guy's dead. I don't want to put his name out there because that would be inappropriate to the family. So this guy, this obnoxious guy, we'll call him Tommy, looks at me and says,
why is the obnoxious guy named Tommy? Why couldn't it be Sean?
Because he just happened to look at you and caught the edge.
Okay.
Or maybe that's his real name, and I'm actually putting it out there. Is that without the last name? Is that okay? Or maybe I'm just looking at you. Who cares? It's irrelevant. This guy, Tommy, looks at me and says, well, you better hope we beat the Mariners. And I said, well, why would I hope that? I hope the Mariners beat the Yankees. Like, give me a Met Mariner World Series. And he's like, because if you don't beat us, it ain't real.
Mm.
It doesn't count. And I remember being so angry at something so stupid, something so, like, inconsequential.
Right, right. Not related to anything other than the fact that you hadn't beat the Yankees.
And he's just being a jerk. Yeah. Like, literally, if they won the World Series in 2000 by beating the Mariners, I think me and Lugie would have been good. I don't think we would have said, well, we didn't beat the Yankees, it doesn't count. Now, maybe Sean all these years later would have said that, and what we would have done is just slapped him across the face and said, not really.
Because he'd still say, we're the better team.
Yeah, you didn't get there. We beat the team you couldn't beat. But that story popped into my head as our last caller was talking, because he is right. If we're in the same division, there's no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run. There's nothing you can say other than, you're my daddy. Mm-hmm. You won the World Series. So I'm an honest guy. He didn't convince me, but I think that is as compelling a point as one could make about realigning us and putting us in the same division.
He weakened the shield just a little bit.
He weakened my knees.
Yes.
That's a good, very good point. We'll come back, get back to your calls. A lot of football today, a little Mets-Yankees in the same division talk at 877-337-6666. And we'll get you set for tonight's Knicks-Warriors game. And I got a lot of beard paint sitting in front of me. I got it right in front of me. I got Rational Blue. I got Noble Purple. I got Young Green. We may try some of this beard paint on me right now just to see if it works. We'll come back and maybe examine it. We did make a deal the other day that I can get out of this beard that I've been growing out of loyalty to Pete Alonso until Pete gets extended, this beard and hair continues to grow. And we made a very fair deal that starting next week, assuming Pete hasn't extended, every day I'd have to color my beard a different color for 15 consecutive shows. And then I have to follow that by shaving half my beard off and spending the first week of the baseball season half a beard, half unshaven. And if I did that, that'd be enough to get rid of the beard. Now, I do want to make things clear. I always want to be honest with you. I am flying down to Florida this weekend and making a last-ditch effort to get a deal done. I have secured meetings with David Stearns and with Pete Alonso.
Wow.
I did not get a meeting with Scott Boras. I tried, but I got one with each. I'm going to try to pull off some magic. Can I guarantee you guys out there I'm going to get this done? No, but I'm going to make an effort. And it's the first time I'm going to meet David. We're going to have a nice conversation. I will present my case. Mm-hmm. I'm going to meet with my boy Pete. I will try to convince him. And then who knows? Maybe Monday when I come back here, I'm going to be like a conquering hero,
so
pulling off the greatest negotiation in the history of sports.
Unlikely, especially if Scott Boras is not there. Yeah. But the Mets chat was asking you a bunch of questions to ask David Stearns.
Well, listen.
But they left out one important one.
What was that?
I'm going to give it to you right now.
Go ahead.
Coming from a small market situation in Milwaukee, how hard is it not to spend Steve Cohen's money?
That may come up in a conversation. That's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
The only thing I'm debating is in that meeting I have with him, should I call him the man from Milwaukee?
The man from Milwaukee.
Or should I call him David or Mr. Stearns?
He'll get it. He'll understand.
He'll understand.
He'll understand what you're saying, and then the conversation will be really short.
Now, we're going to have a nice chat, and I'm going to try to get things done. But assuming I don't get things done, I have to start coloring my beard next week. And I'm a man of my word, so I spent my own damn money. I didn't reimburse Odyssey for this, and I got a bunch of different colors. I have Rational Blue in my hands right now. I've got Young Green, which is very green. I've got a color called Luxury Gold.
We're saving the Young Green one for a couple of weeks.
Okay. I've got a color called Passion Red, which is a little different than my actual beard. I've got something called Noble Purple. And then finally, I've got a color called Grandma Gray. Which
what?
Is, yes, of Grandma Gray.
Why is it Grandma? How
I have no idea.
Grandpa.
I don't know.
That'll be Maggie's name one day.
So should I? Oh, I get that, because she'd be a grandma, right? Great. Okay. So I want to try this out just to make sure it works. Which color would you want me to put into my beard right now just to see? And I got to make sure I get it out. I'm going on a plane tonight.
The blue.
You want me to try the blue?
Yes. Did you read the instructions?
I did not. Should I?
I mean, I read the instructions. It's tiny. I had to put my glasses on because I can't see it.
Directions. Squeeze a small amount of the hair wax to the palms after washing the hair. Rub it against the fingers in a circular motion and gently apply it to the hair from the roots or the tips.
That means you got to, like, put it in there. And go.
Please put a paper towel underneath you.
Yeah. Also, that's too much. They rub it in your hand.
Okay. I got to rub it in my hand?
Right.
But this is the other problem is Evan rubs it in his hand is he should have wore gloves.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. I have wipes over here.
All right. I'm going to do this right now.
All right.
I want you to describe it and see how it looks.
All right, so he's putting it. Don't rub it that thick. You got to start from the roots. Like, go to the roots.
I am going to.
And pull out. Put the paint at the bottom and pull out with the roots.
I am.
There it is. Okay. Yeah, that looks good. Now he's rubbing his beard. He likes to do that often, rubbing his beard.
How does it look? Is it blue?
It is turning blue.
But not spread out enough.
It's because he's just doing a little test.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm just doing a test, dude. I'm not doing the whole freaking beard.
Oh, okay.
This doesn't even count as a day. This is just me testing to make sure the color looks
good. It looks like you made out with a Smurf.
All right, so right now I've got it on my beard. How do I look?
That actually looks pretty cool.
So when I do it, and I'll do it for the whole beard starting next week. This is a test, bro.
Right.
Why are you demanding I do the whole thing? I didn't agree to today.
Yes. Okay, I just thought that that was the idea.
Look, it matches his mic cover.
It does.
How would you say this looks to the radio audience?
S&Y.
Is it very blue?
It's going to be awesome. When you do the whole thing, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, right now I have it just on the front of my beard area.
You look like the girl in Willy Wonka after she eats the blueberry thing.
The blue man group.
Put the hand sanitizer on
your hand. Yeah, I was going to say, but these are like permanently on my hands.
And then wipe it off.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I'm serious. I would get some surgical gloves for when you actually do this.
I completely, by the way, I agree with you. When we do this, I'm going to have gloves. This is the first thing I learned from my experiment because my hands are now like blue.
Yeah.
What I'm fearful of is when I go to the bathroom next break to clean this crap off, is it going to come off?
It immediately come off.
Evan's hands now, this is actually more danger for your flight. It looks like you robbed the bank and the money packs went off.
Yep.
So you're worried about the beard. It's going to be your hands. They're going to look like and go, what hilarious. Happened?
That's awesome.
This is going to take a lot of work every day to cover all of my beard. And so the beard starts like underneath the sideburns?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's kind of a major problem, though, that the blue looks good.
I know.
Because I thought the idea was to make it look embarrassing.
Right.
Well, you think it actually looks
good?
But
I think when it's the whole beard, it'll...
He'll look like Papa Smurf.
So for those who were just listening
even
to the
radio, Papa Smurf had a white beard.
You would think somebody with a blue beard, it would look more jarring. And you're right. It's not on his whole beard, just like the front goatee part. It doesn't look that jarring.
This is going to backfire. I'm going to look good.
I'm going to come to the conclusion after this. I'm keeping the beard, and I'm going to color it every single day.
Maybe it's because it's giant blue-ish, and so you're feeling like some simpatico there.
And I've seen people in the stadium dressed like this.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it is.
Do you have a silver color in there? Grandma silver or whatever?
Well, so these are the colors I have so far. I'm obviously going to get more because there's 15 shows in which I'm going to have to color my beard. But the closest I have to that is Grandma Gray.
Okay, so if it's not embarrassing enough, we'll just draw things on it with the gray color.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like words or phrases or whatever.
Good luck.
Male genitalia.
Can you imagine trying to draw things
how
on this
in the world
face?
Would you do that?
Yeah, how would you even do that?
How would you?
We need to be Picasso to write the word "a loser" on it or something. I mean, just saying something that's embarrassing.
That's gonna be hard.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
You get a Q-tip.
I'm just gonna tell you that's gonna be difficult.
Are you gonna do it for me, Luke?
I have zero artistic skills, but I'm sure somebody in the building does.
Okay. Well, starting Monday, assuming I don't get a deal done between Pete and David Stearns, every day I'll color fully my beard. This is just a little test run. I got the little blue on my. My chin. I got to tell you, I'm looking at the cameras. I actually do look good. I'm thinking of keeping this. You know what I'm thinking of doing?
I'm just telling you, Ab, you're going to miss your beard.
You're
going to miss it. You're going to have like regrets. When this is all said and done, you're going to be like, I kind of want it. I kind of want to hang on.
And Tiggy, he's developed a bit of a twitch, right? He's constantly playing with it.
Yes.
Evan is now going to become awkward, always holding tweezers guy. He's going to be constantly like plucking things out of his face.
Yes, you're right.
SNY is a good close-up. It looks like I did get every little strand, though.
You did.
It's going to be a process, though. It's going to take like 20 minutes, I think, before every show to like really make sure we get the strands of each hair.
Yeah.
It's going to be a process. But these are the six colors to start. I don't know if you guys have planned out each day what it will be.
We will.
There could be a mix of colors. That's completely up to you. I'm fair game. But I look forward to it. Because at the end of the day, I get to get rid of this thing on my face. As much as you think I'm going to fall in love with it, at the end of the day, after opening day.
How are you not already in love with it?
I'm not in love with it.
So when I was on, because I did Kinky Boots on Broadway. Mm. It was awesome. But I had to become a different character.
Right.
Because I'm too nice. And so I was playing this.
Like Bad Tiki.
No, I was just playing like a kind of ruffian kind of character.
Gotcha.
And so I grew a beard. And I couldn't get it to grow. So it was just kind of tight right around my face. It looked kind of cool, but I wanted it to be long. I wanted it to be what your beard is.
So you're jealous is what
I'm
this is coming down
I'm very jealous of your beard.
He's jealous.
And so the fact that you want to get rid of it so willingly after it took like five or six months. This is awesome effort.
Yes.
And you just want to get rid of it?
Yes. I don't like it. I just want a gun. It's like an animal growing on my
face. You're disappointing all of us that can't grow good beards.
That's what this is about. I didn't know that. This is about jealousy. You want to be able to grow your own beard. Start trying. Let's see what it looks like. I think that'd be fun for the audience as well. Let's see what a tiki beard actually looks like.
I hated it.
Our buddy Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Oz?
What's up, Ozzy?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good.
Great.
Evan can marry a good beard, and he can grow a good beard.
So. Okay, bad tiki.
Hey, Lugau, we should take the Grandma Gray and splatter it all over his face so it looks like, I'll stop right there.
I'll let that one hang out there, Oz.
I don't even understand that one.
I understand.
Don't think about it. Just don't think about
no
it.
No follow-up.
That makes it better.
He'll get it in like 8 minutes.
Yeah. In your face?
What? Yeah, all over the beard. It'll look like those two white things that run down the corner of Sean's mouth on his goatee. But I'll let you guys explain it to Evan during the break.
All right. What else?
Make sure you wear sunscreen on your face, cheeks, and your forehead. Because if you come back with A-Rod burnt vacation face with that beard next week, that's going to be even tenfold more hilarious.
By the way, I do have a dumb question about that, and I'm glad you asked, since I am going to Florida for a few days. Am I supposed to apply suntan lotion through my beard? Like, am I supposed to, like, put it on my beard?
You don't need to.
Okay, good. Yeah. So there's less for me to put on, then.
Yes.
How about that? Okay, that's a victory for the beard. Not bad.
But I need you guys to do me a favor.
Yes.
What's up, Oz?
Especially now that the studio is all juiced up again with the A-Rod jersey hanging back up. Now that you're on SNY, my house shook about an hour or so ago. Can you do me a favor and make Morash do the vertical jump test? Because I want to see it, A, on TV, and I want to see if, B, that was the reason my house shook.
That's a great idea. In fact, he's Cinco de 5-0s in the next 4 minutes. Appreciate it, Ozzy. Why don't you come in? I think this will be great. in front of the A-Rod Day banner that is now hanging in our studio and do the vertical jump in front of the A-Rod banner.
And if you missed it, I'll explain what he's doing.
Because, yeah, what is he doing?
So, because the vertical jump is a test that's given at the combine. Again, is it meaningful? Probably not. I guess for wide receivers who go jump, it makes some sense. But very rarely are you standing still, jumping straight up and down. But the conversation we were having was, how is it measured? Because Sean was thinking, because I was short, my vertical jump would be short. But it's all relative to you. So they make you put your hands up, as Sean will demonstrate, both hands up, and you touch. Go ahead. Touch.
Well, hold on a second.
You touch like a point on the measurement, and that's where they start from.
Okay.
And so when Sean jumps, where he reaches to is his vertical.
Okay.
So now Sean's going to attempt to jump.
All right.
And I thought he was like a, I don't know, maybe 20-inch vertical jump. But after I saw him jump before, I think it's more like 8 inches.
I just love it. He's standing there in front of the A-Rod banner with his hands in the
all
sky.
Right. Now jump.
Eyeing himself on TV, making
you,
sure he's in the right position.
Touch the roof. Because that would be like a 10-inch.
That's
jump.
A 10-inch if you get hit the roof. Right. Sean's arms are in the air.
Yes, you can do
you can
anything.
Bend your knees.
You can do anything.
Sean, and he proceeds
can, Sean,
to...
You can move. You can use your arms. Use right. your arms to jump.
Sean is now
jump up.
Moving down,
like
and he stands up. He jumps. He trips. He did not make the roof. That's 6 inches, by the way. You want to try it again? He tried it again, and he missed it again. He's trying it again, and he's missed it again.
You can't get it.
You cannot hit the roof, which only would have been... By the way, the TVs have gone out in here. I think you broke everything. No, I'm just kidding. That was a good effort.
I think I
would beat you in the vertical jump, because I do think I would jump a lot higher than that. Now, can you do a running jump, or do you have to be still?
No, you stand still. It's an explosive movement, right?
Yeah.
So you're standing still, you gather, you jump. Whatever you reach to, that's your vertical.
By the way, do it.
Do what?
You just said maybe I'd beat you in something. Get up off your lazy ass and do it.
Yeah. That's fine. I just want to make sure my shirt is tucked in, because what I'm really afraid of is that my blubber is going to come out of my shirt.
Who cares?
We're all aware of your aware of your blubber.
We've seen your back hair before.
Okay. Your face is half blue.
All right. So you, Mr. Blueface over here, tucking in his shirt.
Yeah, because I don't want the blubber.
In his Oshkosh Bagosh jeans.
Yes. Now, yes, let's see you get it.
He did it easy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!